brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Type economic crash into Google, and you get Asian Times, you get the Associated Press, you get Los Angeles Times. How to stop the great crash of 08. Headlines like a poison chalice. Financial markets hit by credit market stress and deteriorating dollar. Fed should run policy. Outsource communications. The answer is give the bankers more power. They did all this by design. Let them rape us. It's simple. The global elite stage terror attacks to get a police state grid in place. That's for you, so you can't get control of the government and prosecute them. Do you understand? That's a rear guard action, like a spider comes up and ties up a bug in the web for its protection so it can eat it. So they stage the attack to get you tied down. You thought it was for cave dwellers with big beards that looked different and scared you. Those were sock puppets they put in your childish face. Now they're making their move to eat you. God, even as they rape us, the public's going to worship them and praise them and thank them for it. I don't see any way of waking these zombies up. A lot of folks are waking up, but not fast enough. I used the analogy yesterday. It's like a woman who thinks her husband's doing something secret in the basement. You know, maybe he's got a present for her. And she pulls up the floorboards, and it's dead children rotting with lime all over them. Or, you know, maybe she's a little more paranoid. You know, now the public's gotten to the point of thinking maybe he's cheating on her and there's something hidden under the floorboards, and it's just... Mike Rivero, WhatReallyHappened.com, with us for the full hour. He'll be coming up in 30 minutes. I got an Iraq vet coming on, and he'll be on with Mike. Mike, boy, stuff's happening faster than I would have thought. I like to procrastinate and hope we've got more time, too. Do we have Mike Rivero? Hey, Mike.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. I was told we had you earlier. Go ahead. Did you hear my points I was just making about the economy imploding?
No, but I'm obviously you and I are going to be in accord on that one. I don't think there's any problem with that.
Okay, well, I was breaking down the fact that I'm not happy that it's happening this fast. I wish it would never happen. How do we get the public to understand that it is their loving private bankers that are doing this to them?
It's not really going to sink in until the bankers are pounding on their door saying, we now own everything that you thought you had been working for all these years. I got to be honest, in the last month, I have become so disgusted with the average American and just the state of denial they're living in. Ever since Scott McClellan's book came out and the Senate report on how we were misled into the war, I was expecting an outpouring of anger and disgust, and yet America just seems to be okay with all of this stuff.
And the flag they're running up is rape me, hurt me, go all the way, stage more terror attacks, take all my money, destroy my future. I mean, do you understand jellyfish, that when you jellyfish around, it means they're going to do more to you?
Oh, absolutely around. Absolutely, absolutely. And, it's a masochistic relationship. And it's like abused children. If you watch how abused children interact with their parents, no matter how bad the parents are, the children just say, you know, give me more because this means you love me.
How long do you think we have, Mike? I know you study what's happening on the financial and read a lot of what the experts are saying. All these big European papers are talking about a crash within weeks.
Yeah, they're all saying that. Fortis Bank was saying that. Iran is finally getting out of the dollar. You've got the IMF is wanting to audit the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's a red warning sign right there.
What do you see unfolding in the next few weeks? I mean, do you think they're exaggerating it?
No, I don't. I think we have yet to see the big crash. If you go back and you look at the history of 1929... there was one big stock bump in August. Everybody said, okay, that's it, the worst is over. And then the big crash in October happened. We're seeing the same thing here with people insisting that the subprime crisis represents the worst of the crash, and it doesn't. We're seeing an oil bubble now.
Mike Rivero, stay there. Let's cover that, Iran, and a lot more on the other side.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, going back to Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. He joins us once a month. Speaking of websites, I haven't even told you yet. Since about midnight last night, have you seen the new prisonplanet.com? You can comment on all the stories, and it's going to be expanded. It's going to be made even better. Kurt Nimmo designed it, just like he did InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's over there running it. Be sure and check out the new prisonplanet.com, just like the InfoWars.com. It has some different features. Each site's a little different than the other. Each site has a few features that are home to that site. Again, prisonplanet.com. I wanted to have the new prisonplanet.com up by the 4th of July. And, of course, we have Truth Rising coming out this 4th of July for prisonplanet.tv members in super high quality. Burn it to disc. Give it to everybody you know. The new 9/11 film, unlike any other. Okay, Mike. I mean, we kind of been talking about this so long that we're calmly going over it. The fact that the Federal Reserve, by design, the private banks, bought the world under our name, our credit, bought up foreign defense contractors, oil companies, land, infrastructure, just you name it, leveraged it to over $600 trillion. We've had top economists on to cover that, $600 trillion. And now they're leaving us holding the bag with a rear guard of militarized police to make sure we don't get control of the government and use it to ever punish the wrongdoers. In fact, the wrongdoers are going to use the collapse to bring in even more control to squeeze us even further. Now we have the Saudis saying, look, the dollar's plunging. That's why your oil is so expensive. The public on every financial show stumbles around like blind sheep. The people running the shows, they know exactly what's happening. It's all over the foreign press. It's a fact. As you said, I don't even think it's the public's bad. They have the minds of 5-year-olds, 3-year-olds in some cases. And I see no getting out of the mass raping. Now, I'm seeing in financial markets blaming the Fed, admitting they did this by design. But that's kind of the elites fighting with each other. The public doesn't even know how a central bank works, not our listeners, but the general public. And so we have this perfect storm coming together. What do you see happening?
Well, as you say, you know, there's a lot of internal honesty going on right now, and I think a big part of it was triggered by the IMF coming in and knocking on the Fed's doors and saying, you've got to let us take a look at what you're doing with your books. But your average person on the street doesn't understand how banking and central banks work, and that is also by design, because I think if most people really understood that the majority of the money they're borrowing from the bank is just created out of thin air, and that the economy is literally running on the interest that they have to work and pay back at full face value, they realize that it's just a little bit dishonest. And again, the problem is the more money that's created, the less each of it is worth. And we've known since the subprime bubble burst, last year, the Federal Reserve has been cranking out billions and billions of dollars of instant liquidity to try and keep the banks and lending institutions afloat. And the result is that the value of the dollar is being pushed down and pushed down and pushed down. And we knew this was going to be a problem because a year ago, the M3 aggregate, which is the number of all the total value of all money in circulation in the United States economy, that number stopped being published. And at the time that happened, a lot of observers, you were one of them, pointed out, this meant that the Federal Reserve knew we were entering a period of extreme inflation and they were going to try and conceal it from the public, even to the point of setting up cash.
Yeah, time flies. That was actually over a year and a half ago. If you look at this, I want to be clear. You're absolutely right, Mike, but I want to be clear. The Fed was already massively inflating things. They were just accelerating it, and that all that liquidity then caused the subprime, which they then blame everything on. So they are even the authors of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they absolutely are. There's a fundamental problem with a fiat monetary system, with the Federal Reserve system, where your unit of currency is actually a debt note rather than a unit of value. And the problem is the instant you put such a system into operation, already more money is owed to the central bank than is in existence. And so if you've got an economy that is bringing in new money from outside, either through commerce or through imperialism, you can keep the thing floating along. But the instant that money stops coming in, that new money stops coming in, it becomes like this giant game of musical chairs.
And let's be clear,
trying to shove the debt around.
The Rothschilds have always done this. This is the system. This is how they control third world countries. That's key what you just explained. More debt is created than money even exists. It is designed like a black hole that over a generation they end up literally owning you.
And they absolutely do. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. One of my readers wrote in and drew a lot of parallels between the current state of the fiat monetary system, the banking versus the civil governments, and the situation that the Templars found themselves in, where they had all the money and the various governments, were so much in debt to them, and finally resulted, of course, in Philip the Fair and Pope, I forget his name, you know, stomping on them. And I'm kind of wondering, as we see more and more anger building, if there might not be literally a global revolt against the current banking structure. But it's not going to happen anytime soon, I don't think.
I agree. That's why we have to get the word out now, like our life depends on it, our economic life, bare minimum, that they are behind it or they're going to pose as saviors again.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Everybody's life is dependent on it, and not just the economic life. I mean, here we're seeing already people here in Hawaii, because funding has been cut for indigent medical support and people on Medicare, that's all getting cut back. There are people who are literally dying for lack of having the money to pay for the very expensive medical care that we have in this country. And so we have literally people being economized to death. And, maybe this is part of the plan. We always used to hear the elder President Bush talk about getting rid of the useless eaters, and maybe that's a big part of what they're planning to do on this this next huge upset that we're going to go through.
Yeah, folks, you cannot overstate how serious it is. And, again, we've had Nobel Prize winners on, top economists, former heads of the Treasury. They all say 2 to 3 years total implosion guaranteed. Now it's looking like it's happening faster.
Well, I think the start of it is definitely going to happen. You know, I don't think they can hold it off till the November elections. I know they want to because it always works against the incumbent party. But, you know, I think by the end of the year, I think it's going to be a very, very black Christmas. As for the duration of it, I think some of these experts are being optimists. I think it's going to be at least a 10-year depression before we're completely out of it. And, you know, the big issue, at least for the United States, is it took 30 years to move our manufacturing over to these other countries. It's going to take 30 years to regain our manufacturing strength because we stopped training people on how to do manufacturing. We've lost our best manufacturing minds to foreign companies already. We're playing catch-up.
Well, they've even sold all the machines that build the machines that make the tools that make machines. Now, Mike Rivero, it appears to me that a decision has been made, and now true preparation is being made in the public's mind for an attack on Iran. And it appears that this hastening of the demise of the current fleecing, the current Ponzi scheme, is precipitating them going ahead and giving the order, and that Iran really is the smokescreen to get everybody to rally around the flag, knowing most people will do that. With all these reports coming out, I don't have to read the reports. I know you're aware of all of them. The White House saying, get ready for an attack. Pentagon official warns of Israeli attack on Iran. Ron Paul says it will triple the price of energy. The IMF says that as well. White House attack on U.S. possible. Now they're saying Al-Qaeda is about to hit us. They say there's blonde-haired Al-Qaeda, brigades of 4,000 and 10,000. They're hiding everywhere. Alex Jones could be one. What does this look like to you?
Well, what I'm seeing basically is a government that is totally paranoid, and they can't admit that the real enemy is the American people. And that's the reason for all this spying and warrantless surveying. And this whole thing about blonde-haired Al-Qaeda is just a ruse to explain why they're having to watch every American and keep track on their eBay purchases to make sure they're not buying something that could be used as a bomb. It's not Al-Qaeda. The U.S. government has gone totally paranoid. They are terrified of their own people.
Because they know they're criminal. They know they're taking us for everything right now.
And they know they've pushed the American people to the edge of violent revolt, and yet they're so trapped by their own indebtedness and problems, they can't back off. The people they're answering to won't let them. And that's the real danger, is that the people ultimately calling the shots don't care if they crash the United States system. They'll just move on and find some other host country.
No, that's why I'm so worried, Mike. As I've been saying for 2 years, the entire elite basically is leaving the country. I don't mean they're getting a vacation house on an island, folks. I mean they're pulling up stakes.
Yeah, absolutely. They're moving their money offshore. This whole thing about tax cuts for the wealthy was to allow the rich to basically grab a lot of cash, move it offshore. Remember all the promises? If we give the rich tax cuts, they're going to start new businesses and create new jobs. That
hell,
never
Blackwater's
happened.
Even locating out of the U.S., leaving the U.S. Halliburton, I mean, they're all leaving.
Yeah,
Ford's talking about its main new headquarters in Mexico. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. They're all jumping ship. They know they can't fix the system. And so what we're seeing, you know, we have this saying on a coffee mug around here, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. We're there right now. And it's going to go on and it's going to get worse until the people finally stand up and realize that poking these, I can't say the word on the radio, people in the nose, you know, is the only way that we're going to get them to stop looting our lives. And unfortunately, as we've seen in places like, you know, Cuba and Iran under the Shah, it's going to get pretty abysmal before the people get angry enough to actually take responsibility for the country.
Well, Mike, you run into these people all the time, though, in petty positions of power, local talk show host, government people. All I see them doing is the opposite. There's a total worship of government now, and I talk to them privately. They're smart enough to know what's going on, but they've made the decision to prostrate themselves. Instead, I mean, that is sick.
It absolutely is. You know, I see it all the time. There are people who know what's going on, and they've made the decision. They want to play with the people they see are going to win, at least in the short term. You know, I mean, these are the kind of people who were collaborators with the Nazis when Germany was in France. And they thought, you know, hey, the Nazis are in charge. It's a new day. I get to elevate myself by working with them.
Stay there, Mike Rivera.
Good morning. This is Jim Newcomer from Midas. July 1st, 2008. Gold's at $932.80 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $959.62, $472.60 for half ounce, and $236.30 for quarter ounce. That's $959.62, $472.60, and $236.30.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Rivera is our guest. Got a soldier, got a book out about Iraq coming up from the same publisher as Jesse Ventura's book. We'll have him on in a few minutes. But going back to Mike Rivera, who will be on with me with the guest. Mike, you heard me go into the attack on Iran. What do you think is going to happen? Ray McGovern, a lot of other really credible people, Ron Paul and others say the inside scoop is they're going to go ahead and hit them hard, knowing that that will just totally destroy the dollar.
Yeah, they're going to do it. You know, I think what they're planning on doing, they don't have boots on the ground to actually carry it out, an invasion. I think Bush and the neocons are basically going to go in and bomb the power station to rubble, and then as much of the Iranian military, on the theory that this will prevent a counterattack, and then they're just going to declare victory and go home. And this will certainly satisfy Israel's agenda in the region. It certainly will not satisfy the oil interests agenda in the region. And, of course, they're mad as hornets right now because Iraq is refusing to sign over their oil reserves to American government.
Exactly.
Control.
Every major analyst is saying a doubling or tripling if they only do an air bombardment. I mean, do the idiot war hawks supporters, it's not like you matter anyways. The majority of us don't want the war, but it continues. It's just I want you, those of you to know out there who support the war and think we're there because you like it, the 25% of you, I want to explain something to you. When your business is bankrupt, remember, it's your fault. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is going to destroy the American economy. All the promises that were made when the war started up, you know, even though the war is morally wrong and questionable and preemption is, you know, the same excuse that Hitler used after Gleiwitz, we're going to turn this war into a moneymaker. We're going to get the oil. The oil will pay for the war and pay for the reconstruction. You know, and here we are. The country as a whole is on the edge of bankruptcy. The image of America today is a bunch of homeless people camped out in front of foreclosed mansions. And that image is really says everything that's gone wrong with this country. And because our government doesn't know how to fix this, they're going to just try and mask it with a high fever by starting yet another war. They're looking back at history about how we got out of previous
and I'm sorry, a bunch
war.
Of roid head, shaved head cops aren't going to put it back together again.
No, they definitely
aren't.
Hey,
let me ask you something, roid heads. What are you going to do when your mama and your daddy are bankrupt, huh? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, they're going to kick off a major, major war so that as things get worse in this country, they'll be able to blame it on the war. Yes, there are shortages, but you know there's a war on. Yes, gas is $15 a gallon, but you know there's a war on. We got to get behind the country during the wartime.
It's them Iranians did that. I'm hearing all over neocon radio that the Iranians are making the gas price go up. I know you're hearing that too, Mike. I mean, and the idiots are believing it. It's the dollar plunging. It's the Federal Reserve bankers. They did it. Get it through your head. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's no gas shortage. All this talk about everything would be fine if the Iranians and Saudis would simply pump out more oil. There's no shortage. You don't see those odd and even signs at the gas station. There's no lines. You know, you can find all the gas you want every 500 feet at $4.50 a gallon. The problem is the dollar has been destroyed.
I know. I hear these idiots all over talk radio and on financial TV going, it's supply and demand, and they smile like Cheshire cats. They know good and well it's the dollar.
Yeah, you know, supply and demand applies to the dollar as well as to the gas.
Why are they afraid to tell the schmucks that it's the dollar when everybody outside the country knows?
Because it's an election year. And if the dollar is to blame for the problem, then that comes home and that hits the incumbent political parties. There is a strong anti-incumbency movement heading into the November elections. People aren't going to be voting along party lines. They're looking at the people who are already there and saying, let's get them out and put some new people in, and let's send a message that, you know, we're not going to vote for the flag and the party line. And
yeah,
the
your take on Obama.
My take on Obama, of course, I'm crushed that Ron Paul was shown the door by the political powers that be. I view Obama as only slightly less evil than McCain, but I'm not enthusiastic about anybody we have running. I am just glad that Hillary was not the candidate, you know, and that she's kind of out of the race, at least as far as president is concerned.
Do you think she was probably worse than McCain, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, you know, going back to the 1990s, I mean, it was the Clintons that got me started as a political activist with the whole murder of Vince Foster situation.
Oh, I heard you were a liberal.
I'm sorry?
I heard you were a liberal. See, now that we're going to be against Obama, we're going to be conservatives again. Free Republic will love us again, Mike.
I doubt that, and I don't care if Free Republic loves me.
No, I know. I'm being sarcastic. They got to wear the little red star underwear over there. Pathetic what you've helped do to this country. Mike Rivero, stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Tons of info. Well, you know, we're smiling, we're laughing, but let me tell you something, folks. I'm having to gut up for what's coming. And I don't think most of you realize what we're facing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero. And we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the breadline may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order on.
Ride shotgun with us for an hour once a month, whatreallyhappened.com. Don't forget my new film, Truth Rising, is coming out in just about 2 days at Infowars.com on DVD and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Skyhorse Publishing that put out Ventura's book, I was reading over a catalog of their books about a month ago and saw a lot of other interesting things. And I got the book. I read part of it. It's pretty interesting. Life Lessons from a Dog Named Lava. And the book gets into basically the travels of this Marine over in Baghdad and all over Iraq with this dog. And so, Jay Koppelman, thank you for coming on the show with myself and Mike Rivera.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. How's it going, guys?
Good. Just in a nutshell, tell us about your book.
Sure. Nutshell is it's a follow-up to my first book, it told the story of my last tour in Iraq, specifically the Battle of Fallujah. We find a five-week-old puppy, and I manage to get him back here to the States. He becomes my dog. The new book is a sequel. It's the follow-up, and it talks about life after our return to the States. The focus of the book, though, really isn't what people would expect. In this new book, From Baghdad to America, I write not just about Lava coming back and being with me, but about the issues that he has, that I observe in him, and realize that this dog has full-blown PTSD. That being the case, maybe there's something wrong with me, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that From Baghdad to America is the new book. There's lessons from a dog named Lava, and it says, it goes through everything that's happening. In fact, I saw that cover story in Time magazine about how they're going to put masses of the troops on Prozac.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that's, you know, that's not exactly the answer, I don't think. Better living through chemistry, while it may have worked for some people in the 60s and 70s, I don't think that's the answer. And a lot of people will swear by it. But for me, that's not the answer.
It causes psychotic breaks. They admit on the insert that it causes psychotic breaks, violent actions, the mass shootings. That's even on the Prozac insert. And so I agree with you. So the book gets into, the dog's all freaked out. How many tours does the average Marine serve now?
I would say if you stick around long enough, the average guy's been there at least three or four times, and guy and gal. So nobody's immune to the psychological and emotional traumas of combat.
Now, to be clear, though, in World War II, you only had to have one term, in the Vietnam, one tour, Korea, and it still screwed a lot of those guys up. How are you going to do four, five, six? I mean, that's crazy.
Well, what's interesting I find here, Alex, is that it's not only being forced upon people to return. If you stay in and want to do your job, because we don't have a draft now. So take a look at the average kid going over there. You know, your average 22-year-old kid going over to Iraq or Afghanistan multiple times. He or she is volunteering to do this. So that tells me right away, you know, we called the World War II folks, my father's generation, the greatest generation. But I got to tell you, I think these kids who keep going back and forth to Iraq and Afghanistan, they're the greatest generation.
Well, a lot of them are being stop-lost, aren't they?
You know what? I unfortunately can't comment on that because I haven't kept up on that as much as I probably should have. I know that stop-loss was a big issue a few years back when I was still on active duty. I don't think it's as big a problem, if you want to call it a problem, as it was then.
Okay, I want to bring Mike Rivero in and then start covering the book, but this is a great guy to have on. We can ask somebody who's been over there questions. Mike, you got any questions for our guest?
Well, I'm wondering what kind of parallels he's seeing. You know, obviously, now that we've been into Iraq, what are the warnings that we should be looking at regarding this obvious run-up for Iran?
The warnings for Iran, if I were to comment on that, I would have to say we have to look at our troop levels first and foremost, okay? Because if we even consider doing anything in Iran, if we go at it half-assed the way we did in Iraq, we're going to be in a world of hurt. I think the original plan to go into Afghanistan was great. I think that was smart. I would also, but we should have finished it. I would also caution that if we do go into Iran, they are some crazy folks over there. You know, obviously Ahmadinejad isn't all there. Or if he is, he's doing a good job of portraying somebody who isn't. And I don't have any question in my mind that if provoked and given the right opportunity, they'll use whatever nuclear weapons they have.
Oh, you think they have nuclear weapons?
Correct.
You think they have nuclear weapons?
Well, I'm saying provided that intel is correct. Now, I don't know.
Well, I mean, so you're saying you know of intel where they have nuclear weapons?
No, I'm saying if the intel that we have heard here previously is correct, that we say they have this nuclear capability and they're developing nuclear weapons.
The National Security Assessment says they won't have a nuke for 6 years and they've abandoned the program.
Yeah, that's the current intel. They've never had a nuclear weapon. You know, the question of invading was based on whether they might want to try and build one in the future. But nobody's
right.
making a claim that Iran has a nuclear weapon the way they did with Iraq because it was so easily.
Let me just ask you this question,
right.
Jay Koppelman. I mean, do you think?
I don't want to see us go down the same path of faulty intelligence and get sucked into something that we don't necessarily need to.
Oh, I agree with you.
I agree with you.
When you talk to your buddies that are still in, I mean, are they wanting to go into Iran?
Yeah, I have not even broached that subject with them. Nobody's even brought that up to me.
What do they think of Iraq? Because you guys were told you'd be back in time for Christmas, and it's been six Christmases.
Well, I was back for Christmas a couple times.
But you know what they said you'd be back.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, no. Actually, the guys I know who have been to Iraq recently and some who are getting ready to take regiments over, they tell me that the areas that I was in, I wouldn't recognize it now. Cities like Fallujah, there's commerce, people are opening markets in the streets, that life is back to what would be considered normal, or maybe even a little bit better than it was before we invaded in November 2004. So it's working. I guess this surge has actually worked to some extent, but I think it's more the co-opting of the tribal leaders and former Sunni insurgents who are just tired of having to fight these al-Qaeda guys from outside Iraq in their villages. That's
al-Qaeda guys from outside Iraq. Tell us about them.
Yeah, well, that's a huge threat everywhere. You know, it's really when the war started, it wasn't a big problem. But then 6 months into it, as the real fighting picked up, it wasn't Iraqis that were the problem. It was the draftees from some of these other countries like Syria and Jordan who were coming in to fight us. And then even in Fallujah, we encountered a number of Chechen snipers and fighters there. So people coming from other countries, it wasn't always the Iraqis.
Did you see General Petraeus talk about Iranian small arms and IEDs? And he had to admit it wasn't them. And then McCain keeps saying Iran is al-Qaeda, but you've been over there. I mean, the troops know that Iran is Shiite and is enemies with the Wahhabist known as al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia.
Right. You know, it is probably one of the most fascinating regions of the world if you really take a hard look at it and study just who's who and where the alliances, the various alliances, and whose allegiance lies with whom in the region.
But that's what I mean. You just talked about Chechens. You just talked about Jordan, our ally, and we know some fighters came in from there.
Well, AMZ was Jordanian.
Well, exactly. But see, our news keeps saying Iran is running the entire insurgency, and then Bush gets up and says with the president of Afghanistan, who we installed, and says Iran is running al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And then Karzai goes, no, sir, they're Shiites. They're fighting them with us because, you know, Iran's helping in Afghanistan, as you know. And Bush just says, nope, not true, they're al-Qaeda. I mean, does that ever concern the troops that, no, that's not true?
You know, it's a funny thing, the makeup of the military, I particularly in the Marine Corps. We are probably loyal to a fault sometimes. And so where you have these really bright guys who become Marine officers and these really bright kids who become young Marines, they follow oftentimes to their detriment, I think, too much of what the commander-in-chief says, and they take it as ground truth, and they say, okay, that's what I believe too. Now, the younger kids, I find, are becoming much more free-thinking and are expressing their opinions much more than they used to, which I find refreshing and necessary because as a Marine leader, it's not my job to tell some young Marine what he should believe or what his politics should be. I don't think a Marine officer should ever, in any circumstance, have a bumper sticker on his car that espouses his political, religious, financial, and not political, none of those beliefs.
Jay, what was your are you still in the Marines?
I retired February 1st, 2007. And you know what? I'm kind of upset that they never asked my opinion on people like Musharraf and some of these other guys.
Now, you retired as a colonel, right?
Lieutenant colonel, right?
Yeah. I should have announced that at the start of the show.
That's all right. That's all right.
And how many tours were you over there?
Two.
Well, Skyhorse is the publisher, and it's an amazing book. I haven't finished it yet, From Baghdad to America.
And it's really important to me that people know what our young warriors are going through with multiple tours. One of the things I'm hoping to do with proceeds from this book is start my own foundation that benefits veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. You could take a look at the reports. RAND Corporation did a study. If you extrapolate from their study, at least 300,000 veterans have suffered some sort of emotional or psychological injury, and it's not going to get any better.
How are you doing? Because we know they're trying to and have passed laws to try to disarm the veterans if they ever, you know, have any type of psychological hiccup. Of course, I'm against disarming our veterans, but a lot of them are already being turned down to buy firearms if they were listed with PTSD, violating the Second Amendment, because there is no law. The government just does it.
Right.
How bad is it in the ranks right now with PTSD or other mental problems?
It's bad. It's becoming endemic, I would say, based on these studies that have been done. And, you know, that's just the RAND Corporation, and they're a lot smarter than I am. So I would have to believe that what they're telling us is true. And I've seen it firsthand with some of these kids who come back, and they have real, real issues, but they won't get the help because for so long it was a stigma in the military to admit that you need help for something.
Well, you know what scares me is they better get that help privately and not use insurance, because if they don't, they're going to take their Second Amendment. But then, on the other hand, a lot of them are becoming police officers, and you know what happens with PTSD. You have those violent outbursts sometimes and things.
Well, that is one of the symptoms of it, and one of the things that can happen to people. That certainly is, but they've got to get the help. And so the idea with the foundation I would like to start is it provides it free. You know, we get some of the best psychologists and psychiatrists who are willing to advise with people's privacy protected so that there's no attribution.
Sure.
Nobody knows who the hell they are.
Sure, it's in stores everywhere. It's From Baghdad to America, and we got Lieutenant Colonel on with us right now. Jay, Colonel, there's so many questions I want to ask you in this limited time, and I know that that Mike Rivera's got some too, and any other points you want to make before you leave is maybe we'll hold you over a little bit in the next hour with Mike if he can do it. But I'm trying to understand something here. I mean, here's an example. There's all these videos of troops, Marines, shooting dogs, throwing them off cliffs, and then instead of the government and the media and the neocon websites, like Michelle Malkin saying that's a minority of Marines, that's wrong, that's bad, they either defend it and say it's good to kill the dog, ha ha ha, or it's a fake dog. And then the Marines come out and say, no, we're kicking the guy out of the Marines. It was a real puppy. And that looks like PTSD craziness to me, just from what I've read. A, were you familiar with the dog incident? And then B, how do you think that should have been handled? You know, whereas you're the opposite here, you are saving dogs.
Well, regardless of what I've done, I think that probably is related somehow to PTSD, but that doesn't excuse their actions. Anybody who behaves in that manner, whether it's real or it's contrived in some manner to appear to be real for the Internet and thinks that's funny, and there was another incident of a couple of soldiers throwing rocks at a crippled dog, they should all be thrown out. I mean, I don't want them in my corps. I'm sure that other soldiers don't want clowns like that in their army. They don't do anybody any good. They should get the help they need, obviously. That's my feeling. If somebody needs help, they should be afforded that help. But one of the things is that this, I think the Marine Corps responded appropriately in getting rid of these perpetrators. The problem is when guys behave like that, and this is part of the thing with the PTSD if they don't get the help, they behave in a manner that is detrimental to their service, and then they can lose their benefits because if they get a bad conduct discharge, they're at risk of losing the benefits that they need to go to the VA or something and ultimately get the help they need. So it just becomes a self-perpetuating thing where it gets worse and worse and worse.
I agree. I'm wondering why Michelle Malkin and others defended it. I mean, that makes us all look bad.
Because there are going to be, regardless of where you are, whether you're watching CNN or Fox or NBC or some other media outlet, New York Times, whatever, people have an agenda. So I have found that with a lot of the neocon journalists, and the same thing with the ultra-liberal journalists, they always are going to believe what that party that they espouse the beliefs of, what that party tells them to believe.
I'll tell you what we want to believe, Colonel, is the information. That's what we do here. Mike, do you have any questions for our guest before we go to this break and come back with him, the Colonel?
Not really. Just a comment that, as you say, everybody does have an agenda, and we're getting a lot of very bad information about what's going on. I mean, I was appalled by the puppy incident myself, and it did surprise me that the people who are defending the war in Iraq would defend the action rather than saying this is inappropriate even for a war zone. But, you know, the situation with PTSD in all of our soldiers, it's because they're sharp enough to realize that the moral justification for this war is very much in doubt and that they very well might be the bad guys. And
that's right. Stay there, Mike. I want you to elaborate on that with the colonel on the other side. Exactly. Studies show that more justified wars, you have less of this PTSD. It's not just the stress. These are moral struggles. Colonel, stay with us.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Hey, maybe Lieutenant Colonel Jay Kubelman likes this song.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
Hey, Colonel, have you seen all these news articles about blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda everywhere and how we've got to now not trust anybody, everybody, your neighbor is a terrorist? Of course, there's the only Al-Qaeda they busted is a 12-year-old kid who sent a beheading video to somebody and didn't even say he was with Al-Qaeda. But what do you think of, I mean, A, that, and then B, what Jesse Ventura has been out saying? You know, it was on this show, he said 9/11 is an inside job.
Well, two things. First of all, let me answer the thing about blonde hair, blue eye Al-Qaeda. I got a 17-month-old one in my house right now. He's kicking my ass every night.
That's funny. Okay.
But an inside job, that's, you know, that's, to me that's preposterous. I don't know who in this country would even begin to think about, I mean, I know some people who would or know of, but to think that somebody here would perpetrate such a thing in our own country and then to say it's an inside job and, you know, to infer somehow that our government was involved, I mean, I can't buy into that in any way, shape, or form.
No, I mean, we're asking your opinion. We appreciate you telling us. I mean, here's the reason. You know,
I mean, regardless of your politics, whether you love the president, hate the president, think he's an idiot, whatever, nobody's going to believe that this government would have anything to do with
that. Well, you know, the polls now show around half do.
That's frightening.
Well, hey, let me just tell you something else, Colonel. I mean, you're a smart guy. You know the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. That's now declassified. They got 58,000 Americans killed. They staged the attacks on the ships.
Sure.
It's now been declassified. Jesse Ventura found out about Operation Northwoods. That was a plan to hijack jets, crash them, blame it on the Russians. And that's why Jesse...
In this day and age, with all the information available to us through so many sources, it would seem to me like something like that, and also... people who want to be in the media and want to have the attention, somebody would have said something. You know, somebody with knowledge would have said something.
Well, the media is on a very short leash, the mainstream media. That's why it's dying. I just wanted to get your take, because you're with the same publisher, and I know that, you know, they publish hundreds of books, but it's somewhat of a small publisher, so I thought, just wanted to get your take on that, because I heard you were telling me during the break, Jesse wanted your book, and you sent him one. I just didn't know if you knew Jesse Ventura said that, and everybody else, former German defense minister and former Italian president, head of their intelligence bureau, and top Japanese people and their government, and that former CIA section chief, and Ray McGovern, George Bush Sr.'s chief CIA briefer, and the former father of Reaganomics, former head of the Treasury,
right.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Just look into it, Colonel. You might be surprised what you find about those bombs in the buildings and everybody saying...
I would be very surprised. I mean, that would be, to me, really troubling and just give my wife and me all the more reason to build that house in Costa Rica that much faster.
Well, let me tell you something. It's not our government. I mean, you know Al-Qaeda was created by the U.S. government in 79, right?
Right.
Well, just start there. The book, people ought to get it. It's very interesting. I just got it a few days ago. It's From Baghdad to America, the first book's Lessons from a Dog Named Lava. It's done quite well. Mike Rivero, any final comments or questions for our guest?
Well, take care of yourself and take care of our kids coming back from Iraq. We had some family serving over there, and they came back, and they told us some real horror stories. And as I said before, the hardest thing the kids are having to deal with is they're coming home believing they're the bad guys in this war, and that is really messing with their heads.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you about that and what you said also.
Tell you what,
earlier,
stay
Mike.
With us for one more segment, Colonel. Got a break for 1 minute. Come back with Mike Rivero. Let you talk about whatever you want for those 5 minutes. Then me and Mike Rivero are going to continue with your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. It is the first day of July countdown for the release of Truth Rising. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.